Live from KQED News, I'm Tara Seiler. Local regulators have reached a deal with Recology to close a facility in San Francisco's Bayview Hunters Point neighborhood. KQED's Nina Thorson has more.
Recology has a large presence in the Bayview at Pier 94. The operation being shut down takes debris from construction and demolition materials and crushes it in order to make it suitable for reuse. That process generates a lot of dust in a neighborhood which has endured toxic pollution for decades. The deal the Bay Area Air Quality Management District and Recology have reached will close the facility by the end of this year, and until then, provide extra measures like watering trucks and covering debris piles. I'm Nina Thorson, KQED News.
One of the nation's first Asian bookstores is closing its doors after nearly four decades in business. KQED's Scott Schaefer has more on East Wind Books in Berkeley.
Harvey Dong and his wife Beatrice took over East Wind Books on University Avenue in 1996. Both of them had a history of social and political activism, something he says they tried to cultivate with books, readings, and support for Asian American authors.
Managing a bookstore is like having a window on the world. You meet so many people and you learn about their lives and struggles and aspirations.
Business taxes, a rent increase, and competition from online booksellers led him to believe it was time to close this chapter of their lives. But Dong will stay active, helping writers publish online and teaching Asian American history at UC Berkeley. The store will close at the end of April. I'm Scott Schaefer, KQED News.
And there's more online at kqed.org. I'm Tara Seiler. Have a good night.